friends and old fans. Welcome to the world's finest radio show.
Yes, not to be mistaken with Lex Luthor's new show, World's Finest. I gotta say, the newfound fame that we've received comes with a lot of problems, Will.
The way I see it, with the circumstances of Lex, imitation is the best form of flattery.
I don't think that's the way he looks at it, buddy. And look, I'm glad we're receiving over 30,000 listeners a day as opposed to our average 200. But we've received a significant amount of hate mail. We're possibly being sued. And worst of all, Power Insurance dropped us, says we're not aligned with their policies anymore.
But there's a bright side here. New sponsorship opportunities have just come in. And those lawsuits have no grounds. It's just talk. It's all bark, no bite. Don't you worry. And are we not going to talk about the greatest thing of all, that we can actually pay Chloe and Livewire now?
Yes. Much appreciative, by the way.
See? We're good. We're happy. It's all good here, my friend. We are cruising.
Speaking of Chloe, where are they?
Off doing research or something for their next story, but speaking of story, now that our reach extends far beyond this galaxy, we are now receiving sports updates from, drumroll, Mars.
Mars has sports.
Yeah, they have MMA. Mixed Martian martial arts.
Of course.
Oh, what was that?
Livewire.
I don't know, guys. All my screens have turned red. And now they're green? It wants me to download this software update and reboot the system.
Wait! World's Finest Radio Crew, don't touch anything else. I found these files that backlog Luthor's contracts and purchases from a couple months back.
Apparently, shortly after building his satellite, which you guys are currently attached to right now, he received communication with an outside force, an unidentified virus.
An alien virus! BRN14C.
Highly volatile!
That doesn't sound good. And I'm sorry, who are you?
Jimmy Olsen.
Do we know you from somewhere? Your voice sounds familiar.
Actually, I was already knee-deep in this when Chloe pinged on my radar. Who's working here? And this location is now infected with the BRN alien virus from Lex. See, I was right about Lex, but Mr. Deep Dark was wrong about him being Superman.
Oh, wow. Callback, huh?
Well, welcome to the team, Mr. Deep Dark. But now onto the matter at hand. He infected us?
Hey, that's okay, though. Look, as long as we don't disengage the firewalls, we should be fine. It's powerful, but not used to our Earth tech yet. That's how Lex has been controlling it.
But what does Lex have to gain in infecting us with the BRN virus, whatever?
I don't know that yet.
No idea.
I do. It's to destroy Superman.
What?
But how do you know that?
I'm so sorry, you guys, but Lex bought me off months ago to do this. I didn't think you would. I mean, he offered me so much. You don't understand what that means to me. I'm sorry. I didn't know what to do.
And the firewalls?
I never put them up. It's part of Lex's instructions.
So that means...
Full system takeover. Initiative activated. Greetings, Earthlings. Now, what are these tunes you speak of?
Thank you. World's Finest Radio Show is written and directed by Alain Granger, who also voices the character of Dean, in collaboration with Nico Caruso, who voices the character of Will. This episode's cast includes Chenisha Somatalaka as Livewire, Stacy Clifton as Chloe Sullivan, and Nick Mercer as Jimmy Olsen. Thank you. And also a thank you to Epidemic Sound that provides all the music and sound effects heard in this episode. This production is the effort of Mortalverse Audio Dramas and its volunteering associates. It is in no way affiliated with or representative of Warner Brothers or DC Comics and their characters. This project was created by the fans, for the fans, to show our appreciation towards this franchise. This project has been released for free. Thank you to everyone who helped bring this project to life. Mortalverse Audio Dramas will always be grateful for your time and dedication to this project.